You run the kickoff back 75 yards. You break the first run 15 yards down to the five, so you just throw it four times in a row.
Throw it four times from the five? Now, what do you think about the throw? What do you think about the call to go for it on fourth and go from the five?
Well, you know, I think that I can't say I'm not in his place or any of that kind of stuff. You know, to me, you know, Gundy did it late in the season up there. Sometimes you got to fight your own instincts just to be the, you know, the riverboat gambler and kick the field goals. Take the field goals. Take them, you know, when you got a chance to do it. It all sounds great to, hey, we're going to attack and we're going to be bold and all this sort of thing. So, you know, depending on the tone of the game, unless you're inside their play caller or something like that, you just, you know, maybe the momentum of the thing. I couldn't stay with it in the second half. First half of it's about all I could make, but. Yeah, and it was an interesting ball game. I mean, they were both getting after it. And I was watching a replay of Kelsey on that final play and everything, and I think y'all touched on that. Matt, how many missed tackles were there on that play?
Oh, my gosh, about 93 of them.
Lord, yeah.
Does anybody want to make a play? And look, Kelsey's a tremendous player.
Certainly is.
He shouldn't be able to weave his way through defensive backs like that.
I was reading something this morning that was kind of questioned. Well, you win the coin toss, you're going to win. Well, how are you supposed to tackle people? If you just let them,
I mean, that's kind of
75 yards.
Goodness sakes, it is tackle football. You know, it's not. I mean, that play, it acted like, in those cats trying to tackle somebody, looked like they're playing flag ball. Didn't even
he
do a good
job of
that. He
caught it at the 30-yard line. And
when
he cut back, I thought, well, he's trying to get an extra 5 yards or so, and then he just kept running through people. And
I was watching a replay of it, and I'm thinking, when I read it the first time, I thought, well, this, you know, and I'm looking at this, and I mean, you're going to grade 5 missed tackles probably on that single play alone, you know?
Andy Reid said everybody's talking about Kelsey losing a step, but he sure looked fast to me. Kelsey's now 32 years old, but I tell you what, Pat, he had a career-high 191 receiving yards in that game. And
he's a good player, obviously. It looks like to me Reid's kind of got them settled down a little bit in their – you know, they're not trying to be – Mahomes is not trying to be, unless he has to, quite as bold with stuff, you know what I mean? And taking, you know, taking some check downs and, you know, and throwing some easy completions. Then, obviously, you know, with Tyreek Hill, they've still got a bunch of weapons. I think I heard Matt say that earlier on. I mean, those guys with their skill players offensively. Now, I mean, you really don't look forward to tying into them. Now, they can foul it up, too, but – they do have a lot of weapons.
And I'll also say this, what you just said about Mahomes, it seems like Reid is kind of, you know, or the staff, whoever you want to credit for it, has talked to him about, hey, you don't have to throw a 95-yard touchdown on every play.
Well, that's why I was getting at.
Not only do you credit the coaches, but credit Mahomes for accepting coaching.
For being mature enough to understand what you're talking about and all these kinds of things. And, you know, it's all great. You can be, you know, if you have to the last play of the game or something to be the riverboat
and he's more than capable of doing it, but
thank you. Yeah,
at the same time,
I mean, they've got, you know, defensively they get to be a little bit up and down at times, and I mean the Chargers have got a lot of weapons.
And the Chargers moved the ball, like we said, up and down the field. The thing was, they didn't cash in the red zone. But with Justin Herbert, Eckler's a heck of a running back, Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, Jared Cook. I mean, they got a bunch of weapons on that team.
Go ahead, Craig.
I was just gonna say that Kansas City, the one question after watching the game last night is it just worries me defensively how much success the Chargers had against them. Now, I know they didn't have Chris Jones, and I think they were missing someone else, Matt, I can't remember the name, in the secondary. But so, I don't know. That's the one negative, because going into the game, I thought – Chiefs win this one. I mean, Chargers beat them earlier in the year. The Chiefs get them back tonight. Well, they ended up getting them back, but the other thing I was going to mention real quick, Pat, Mahomes. Mm-hmm. He also he's not the fastest guy in the world, but he always comes up with some big runs, and he had the one big one on what, Matt, the touchdown drive that tied the game. All right, not the overtime drive, but the other one where he just breaks up. And again, they left him, you know, the opening where the defensive end rushes up the field, and so he goes through for like 30-something yards, Pat, you know?
Well, he's not a big, you know, get you up out of here. He's not Michael Vick or somebody, but, you know, the guy's got good judgment. The game comes to him, he, you know, and all these games, he's not a, a slow guy, you know, and everything else. But, I mean, guy's obviously a football player. Now, he is, but I swear, you know, my phone rang about three times from some, you know, former coaching friends. We know that when they get in that first series, when the Chargers get the ball down there on the 5-yard, and they just can't wait to throw a fade. It's like, please, please, God, let me call a fade, you know, and oh, Lord. And then,
well,
you know.
And I was telling Matt on the, when they got down, what was it, second goal at the one or two. It might have been on the two. But anyway, it's second down and goal.
Yeah.
And they just couldn't help themselves. And he rolls, and he almost got sacked for a 15, 20-yard loss.
Yeah.
And he was lucky he got rid of it, got it out of the end zone. Well, the very next play, they hand it to Joshua Kelly, and he tries to jump over the pile, fumbles the ball. They lose it. Now, in that case, luckily for them, Mahomes throws the interception, you know, where, you know, the Nwosu, is that how you say his name?
Yeah,
Nwosu
jumps
up and makes a great play and tips it up in the air and intercepts it at the 2-yard line. And so they had a 1-play, 2-yard touchdown drive. So that one, that Joshua Kelly fumble, didn't cost him. But as I look at that game, Pat, it's just they didn't cash in the red zone.
Oh, no.
People say you can't beat the Chiefs with field goals. Well,
you could have last night.
If they had added two or three more, I think they could have beaten them with field goals.
Sure, so. I mean, they were moving the ball up and down. You know, it was inside the five, guys. You know, I mean, it was down in there.
Yeah.
You know, where it's at some point, you got to knock it in. You just
That's
do.
That's right.
You know, in the whole deal. So, no, the Chargers, in you know, Herbert's going to be a good player. Now, that kid's going to be a good player. But they got about what they deserved, quite honestly.
That's right.
You know,
they did.
They really did, yeah.
They should have won. That's the way I look at it. I told Matt I was wrong on that game. I thought Kansas City would just come in and dominate them, but they didn't. And really, it was the Chargers. Kansas City hadn't stopped them yet, really.
Yeah.
And
Chargers are pretty. They're beat up defensively themselves a bit.
Yeah, they are. No, both teams. Kansas City almost 500 yards in that game.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
So, anyway, the big story NFL-wise, Pat, continues to be the COVID. And so now the Browns, like, they'd already lost Baker Mayfield. Now they lose Case Keenum. He tests positive.
Right.
The Rams added 9 more players to the COVID list, including Von Miller. And so, Pat, now the Rams have put 25 players on the list since last Saturday.
That's crazy. I mean, of course, that stuff's spread out. I mean, it's not just athletes that are getting it. It's all over everywhere.
Right.
And particularly, you know, we've talked about this before, with as many people that are involved in football, from coaches to support personnel to players to everything, and then you meet, you got 15 guys all in a room watching a video, or, you know, you got a big meeting room and all the offensive guys are in there. So now they're, most of them going back to Zoom meetings, and I was reading this thing
all
they
of them
put
have
out
to now. Yeah,
all the meals that are served in the facility are the grab and go meals, and all, you know, the things they were doing before as far as trying to, you know, travel, and when they go on the road, you're not supposed to go out, you can't have other people around, and all the things that they were doing before, they're back too, because this stuff's, I mean, you know, and however you slice it, I mean, it's nothing. Now, I'm not trying to make light of it, but these games count. You know,
it
5 years from now, they're probably not going to have an asterisk and say, you know, during the COVID got them. You know, I mean, it's just the way it is.
That's also, I don't think, I don't want to be insensitive, but I don't think that's going to save any coach's job either.
No, all those kinds of things.
Because everybody's dealing with it. Everybody's on a level playing field.
You know, incentives and all these things that are associated with professional sports, professional football.
So, Pat, what you're saying is you don't think some owner out there, if a coach comes within one win of an incentive, you don't think that owner is going to pony up and give the coach an extra amount of money or anything?
Not unless they're winning real big and the guy's having a good day or something and might do it. But, you know,
My point. Yeah,
I know. Exactly. Al Davis wouldn't. I know that. But, you know.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit. And you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
all here's the newest one, Pat. This morning, Taylor Heineke, Washington's quarterback, placed
that
on the list. All right. Their backup, Kyle Allen, was already on the COVID list.
Right.
And so, you know, they end up signing Garrett Gilbert off the Patriots practice squad.
Yep.
And he might be starting that game Sunday against the Philadelphia Eagles. Matt, what's the line on that one now? Because the Eagles were favored by 9.5 earlier this morning this happened.
And see, at the beginning of the week, the Eagles were only like a 2.5-point favorite, and then yesterday it had been up to 7. Now it is up to 12.
It was 9.5 like 2 hours ago when I printed that.
That's because Heineke probably.
I know. Sure. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
And
well, now they have more than
13,
20 players.
And now it's 12.
Yeah. Well, it's 12 now. And
it's
like
12
you said,
as of
it started
now
at Eagles minus two and a half. That's what it opened at.
Yeah.
Well, Pat, Washington, so I mentioned the Rams are up to 25. Washington has 20 players on the COVID list, and 12 of them, including Heineke, were possible starters for the game on Sunday. You take 12 starters away? I mean, seriously, Pat, how can you play the game?
They're trying to alter the testing stuff now, aren't they, and saying to basically get guys back quicker or the potential. I saw her and I didn't understand it fully. They've altered you know, what you can do as far as bringing guys off the practice squad. Used to it was a max of 2, but they've cut – I mean, now it can be however many guys you need and all this kind of stuff. I mean, they're trying to do things to, you know, to still make it work, but, guys.
Yeah, they put out new COVID rules, you know, effective yesterday.
Yep.
And they're trying to change the return to play protocols and make it easier for players who are vaccinated and you know asymptomatic to return to practice and play in games. But they're doing everything they can to get the games in. I'm just saying that you know once you get up when teams have 20, 25 guys that aren't available, that makes it pretty darn hard to play.
Somebody had both coordinators down, and you know one whole side of the ball coach wise was sick and all that kind of stuff. So,
Yeah, you get up to 12 starters out and stuff like that. That's pretty tough.
It's the Lock of the Week. Sponsored by T&W Tire. They offer 24-hour road service and a variety of other services to get your vehicle back on the road where it belongs. The Lock of the Week on WWLS, the sports animal.
That's right, our T&W Tire Lock of the Week. And, Matt, you said we all won last week, right?
We did. Pat and I had the same game, and we were fortunate to win. It took a late Mark Andrews touchdown grab to get the Ravens inside the 3 against the Browns. And, Craig, remind me, I know you won. You Tampa Bay, right?
Tampa Bay with the overtime.
Overtime.
I mean, with the touchdown run in overtime after – it looked like I was going to coast to a victory, and then it looked like I had no way to win after I lost the toss for overtime. But, yeah, so we all win last week. So, Matt, you want to go first?
Not really. let's see. Well, okay, now Lamar Jackson's out, right? Do we know he's out?
I think allegedly he's out.
I know he got banged up. I was about to hop on the Ravens, and I remembered, Jackson's not playing.
His ankle,
I don't know if he's been – I don't know if they've said
– ruled out for sure.
I don't know.
Safe to say he's probably limited. Boy, that Eagles number is exploding. It's up to 12 now, like we talked about. Wow. Do we have any update on – are the Raiders losing anybody with any of this COVID stuff?
I haven't seen anything.
Have we seen anything on the Raiders?
You got the Raiders are favored by point and a half?
No,
the Raiders are up to – it was 4.5 – the Raiders by 4.5 this morning.
It's now four.
It was 4.5 a few hours. Yeah.
Now, we don't know about Mayfield yet, right? Like, in other words, he could produce a couple of negative tests.
Yeah.
It's possible he could be back. Man,
Matt's stalling, Greg.
I'm definitely stalling. I'm absolutely stalling.
I mean, it is amazing with Washington. I mean, with Taylor Heineke going down, and they don't have Kyle Allen. Now they're down to a guy that they're taking off the Patriots practice squad to be their quarterback. I mean,
well, I'm definitely stalling. I will take. Oh, what the heck. I'll do what I do, and I don't know who to take. I just go against the Cowboys. What the heck. I'll take the Giants plus 11.
Oh, buddy.
11's a lot in that league. You know, everybody's talking about the Cowboys' defense, and I know they played pretty well last, but they're playing against Washington, who...
Okay, what do you think? Hey, Troy Aikman said this week, guys, and he said, you know, I'm not as down on the Cowboys as most people.
Yeah.
Because he says, in my mind, they have not, you know, played a complete game yet. And so, meaning that...
It's still out
their
there.
Best, yeah, it's still out there. Their best. But does it concern you guys when a team has played 13 games and you're saying they haven't played a complete game?
Well, now that sounds like what
Atlanta.
We said about OU,
I mean, they,
all year long.
They've had a few big wins.
Right.
You know, the stat on the Cowboys, Matt, is everyone's talking about the offense struggling right now.
Mm-hmm.
You realize they are number two in the NFL in points scored and total offense.
I was looking at the team stats last night. Yeah.
Is Pollard still down, Matt?
I haven't heard that he's back. Okay. I mean, it was a torn plantar fasciitis.
Yeah, I don't think that he's.
You know, Elliott's banged up.
Yeah.
You know, Tyron Smith is out. I'm talking myself into this, and here's the great thing about it is if I'm wrong, that means the Cowboys will win easily.
That's
so,
right. That's
yeah, so I'll go
Matt
that route.
To go against his
well,
team,
you take you
anyway.
Taking the Giants.
Giants plus 11. 11's a lot in that league.
Yeah. Home. He's taking the home team plus 11 with I don't know maybe. The
I wouldn't say the better day. I don't know about that, but yeah, I 11's too much. Dallas probably wins the game, but 11's a lot. Giants plus 11.
All right, Pat, who do you have?
Colts favored by, what, 2.5 over the Patriots? I want the Patriots.
I thought about it. I thought, you know, the better team, and I'm getting 2.5. It was kind of my line of thinking with the Ravens last week, and it barely pulled out.
That game is tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, yeah.
7:15 our time. NFL Network. Yeah, that might be the game of the weekend.
Yeah, Raiders-Browns is the 3:30 game. Pats-Colts at 7:20.
Yeah.
Packers and Ravens will be an interesting one.
It will. Like I said, I almost hopped all over the Ravens, and I remember Lamar Jackson had gotten hurt.
Right.
All right. I was going to go with the Vikings on Monday night against the Bears, but I don't know. I mean, a little scared of going up against the home Bears on Monday night. I don't know that I should be, but I'm going to go ahead and go against the Jets. I'm going Dolphins, Jets. Dolphins up
nine
to
and
six
a half.
And seven now. 9.5. Okay, 9.5. I'll give those 9.5. I just think the Jets are. I don't know that they have that much to play for right now. And this one's in Miami. I think this could be blowout. So I'll go with Dolphins, given the 9.5. My T&W Tire lock.
Dolphins have once, five in a row or some kind of four or something like that.
Yes,
and
five, yeah.
Oh, they're coming on. Well, they 6-7 now, but so is everybody else in the AFC.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you know.
But yeah, at one time they were 1-7.
You're right.
So, yeah, right.
The Dolphins, they're, that continues to
Can the Saints bow up on the Buccaneers? You know, going into the thing, this was the matchup, Saints and Buccaneers. You know,
that's a Sunday night game.
Yeah. Now, with New Orleans, it's kind of gone down too. Now, obviously, Tampa Bay's, defending champion. They're playing good. You got Brady and everything. Is New Orleans capable? Do they have enough at the quarterback position to bow up on them?
That would be a big upset. I mean, Bucks favored by double digits, right, Matt? It was 10.5.
Yeah, I think it's like, let's see. It's, where's that game? It's a Sunday night game. It is 11.
11 now, okay. Saints have beaten them four times in a row in the regular season, but the Bucs got them last year when it counted.
Wow. Well, you know.
And Rams-Seahawks, Pat, I was going to take the Rams as, Rams favored by 4, and I thought, that should be a lock. But then you look at all the Rams. I mean, they added Von Miller, 9 more players to their list. They've placed 25 players on the COVID list since last Saturday. It's hard for me to go with a team that might not have 25 players,
Craig, I bet you Tennessee at your Pittsburgh Steelers, that's probably going to be a pretty good head.
That'll be a head nod. Yeah, I was going to say, that'll be
and,
one
know,
to watch.
The Steelers were favored in that one, and now the Titans, I think, were favored.
Titans are a half-point favorite.
Wow.
Okay. Yep.
Wow, yeah. Okay. Yeah, Steelers were favored by 1.5 at one time, yes. Okay.
I'm staying away from that one. I'm pulling for the Steelers, but I just.
Huge game for Pittsburgh. Got to win that
huge,
game.
Huge.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, must. And then the Bills, I think the Bills get right. I think they roll the Panthers.
Yeah, the Panthers are kind of, you know, you wonder, he down there, some of these guys are kind of fighting for their life, either job-wise or playoff-wise. You know, you got 6-7 Washington at 6-7 Philly. You know, I mean, probably the loser of that's history, all that kind of stuff. You know, 6-7 Falcons at 7-6 49ers, about the same thing there. And then, the Bengals at 7-6 and the Broncos at 7-6. I mean, there's games that are going to decide some things. You get down to this final month. Now, and here we go with a lot of things.
And then Packers-Ravens, like Matt said, that would be a heck of a matchup if we knew that they had a healthy Jackson.
Sure.
But I don't know if they do, if Lamar Jackson is, obviously got the ankle injury. Harbaugh said early in the week he expects him to play, but we don't know. That's
Who knows?
Difference there.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.